Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby, and welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I want to begin today by thanking each and every one of you that listen to this podcast. It's just such a joy to share good news and share what God is doing and how He can be a part of our everyday life. And so I just want to say a big thank you. And if you like this podcast, please like it on the podcast page. And also follow, hit the follow button, and that way you'll get notification every time I release a new podcast. Today, I want to not teach a lesson, but I want to read you something that I wrote years ago for the newspaper. And the title of my little lesson is Peace That Brings New Life. So let's get started. Mom, the baby is fine, but my blood pressure and lab work are not what they should be, so they are checking me into the hospital, my daughter stated as I listened over the phone. Mom, pray. My platelet counts are low, she said. All right, honey, I responded. I'm on my way, and I will be praying. As I drove to Houston down the same highway I had often driven down when my late husband was battling cancer, I prayed for my daughter and the precious baby boy she was carrying. It was exciting to have new life after the loss. I was ecstatic about getting to be a part of his birth, and I was ready to witness new life. After losing my mom, my dad, and my husband, it had been a tough few years. Lord, what is my role in this baby's birth? I prayed. I felt like that the Lord said, my role was to establish peace and to guard it. I felt confident and knew what my marching orders were before I arrived at the hospital. At 6 a.m. the next morning, labor was induced. The nurse came in a few hours after we arrived with the first answer to our prayer. Your counts are still borderline, but you should be able to give birth if your body cooperates. My son-in-law and I prayed with my daughter for strength, as she had not been allowed to eat for almost 24 hours. Remembering what I felt the Lord speak to me earlier, I prayed for peace to saturate the room throughout her labor and delivery, and that every decision would be made from a place of peace. Peace is a weapon. Anxiety and fear are always trying to rob each of us from our God-given right to walk in peace in every situation. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled." I learned that scripture years ago cognitively, but have had numerous opportunities to establish it as a way of life in the recent years through my trials and tribulations. That seemed to be the way things work with God. We learn a principle, and then we get the opportunity to practice it and practice it again. Practice leads us to progress in our life. At 3 p.m. that afternoon, my daughter was still only in early labor, even though she was having frequent contractions. Again, my son-in-law and I prayed for her strength and her peace. At 10:30 p.m. that evening, and after 16 long hours of laboring, I overheard the nurse and the doctor discussing a C-section, as she was only 4 centimeters dilated. Something rose up in my daughter, and she asked the doctor if she could wait until midnight to make a decision. By this time, I was concerned she would not have the energy for delivery. The next several hours, she slept peacefully. The nurse returned and commented, "I have been in OB nurse for 22 years, and I've never been in such a peaceful room." I smiled and thanked God. "Wow," she said surprisingly, "you've made a lot of progress. It's almost time for delivery." And she went to go get the doctor. I constantly watched the monitor and watched my daughter sleep with each contraction. Unbelievable. Again, I shot up an arrow prayer, concerned that she had not eaten in almost 40 hours and had labored 21. Would she have the strength? I prayed for God to intervene. The doctor arrived and we woke her up and it was time for us to meet our new addition. After 20 minutes, Truett Payne entered the world at 7 pounds and 9 ounces. We rejoiced as he cried, and we knew that Mom and baby were just fine. "Mallory, I can't believe you did it," the doctor stated. "Your patience and the fact that you didn't panic and quit helped you get through this delivery." As I pondered the events of the last few days, I had to reflect on the power of peace in the answers to prayer. Psalm 37:37 says, "A future awaits those who seek peace." I challenge you to seize the peace Christ has provided for you and look forward to the future. We all need to practice our peace right now with the pandemic and COVID-19. We need to also pray about what concerns us. Every time that anxiety or panic or fear arrives at your door, pray about it. Send your concern to the Lord. And then we need to practice our God-given right to walk in peace. You and I have a God-given right to walk in peace in every situation we encounter, because the God of peace is right there with us if we just take His hand. And by all means, as you walk through your day, whether it's going to the grocery store or dealing with a sick loved one or concerns about your job, guard your peace. Peace is a fabulous weapon that we can establish in these days.
Hello, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. If you love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations help keep them coming and are greatly appreciated. To give, simply click the red button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Your one-time gift or your monthly gift of $1, $5, $10, or $25, or whatever you desire, will be greatly appreciated. I want to give a shout-out to our monthly donors that help support this podcast this month: Mary Meachelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Michelle Schilling, Deanna Caraway, and those who have also given gifts: Laura Jane Elder, Lori Milton, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Linda Force, and Joanne English. We now have listeners from over 9 countries across the world. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experience with Him, and to share His Word. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened. I have chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it, and yet I trust God to speak to those that can. Also, if you enjoyed today's message, click the like button or leave a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks again for joining us, and if you'd like to contact me, you can email me at kathleenmaxwell1@gmail.com and check us out on Facebook at The Gathering Kerrville. Have a great day.